Dreamscape Lore presents War of Mortal Gods, Book 1, written by Kip Jo Ewers, read for you by Ozzy Jacobs. Chapter 1. Planet Valori. Several billion light-years from Earth, a world ruled by a single iron-fisted monarchy. Its citizens, a species of humanoid, hairless felines with feathers growing primarily on their heads and backs, were judged by a class and gender system, where being male and of nobility got one a seat at the table. An industrialized planet once covered in the foliage was now 70% covered in hardened metal. On the surface of the planet, an intense battle, teetering on all-out war, erupted throughout the capital city as a massive Valorian war machine faced off against three Anunnaki emissaries known as the Eye of Set, the Eye of Osiris, and the Eye of Ra. A peaceful diplomatic meeting with the High Prime Vazarma to discuss putting an end to his citizens partaking in piracy against ships under the protection of the Dominion Council in exchange for the Council not levying sanctions against his empire and barricading their trade routes turned into an ambush in the throne room, with the intention of beheading and mutilating Lawrence and his cousin Anubis's bodies while enacting vile sexual atrocities upon their cousin, Bastet. Needless to say, the trio decided not to partake in the High Prime's plan and to leave the planet by force, if necessary. The battle-torn capital, littered with destroyed Valorian war machines and dead or injured soldiers, was a clear indication that prior negotiations had fallen through. Armed with their familiars and powerful Anunnaki armor, the trio currently in their celestial mode conversions, Lawrence Danjuma and his cousins continued to wreak havoc on the Valorian military forces.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?